pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hrfbets.com. Use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head over to Cut, that's KUTT.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, we're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Patreon. The guys just dropped their bonus behind-the-scenes episode of Sean winning $200,000. Plus, this week's pick and prize is a free $250 Super Bowl square. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon to join today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon to join today.
Garnacho. Gallo. He's sacking the squad tonight. Well left here for Hoyland. Rashford! Rashford, what a moment, what a strike, and this Thursday night out, very different for Rashford here, in the headlines, for the right reasons once again. Rashford, Shaw, lots of options here, and it's in for 2-0, Rasmus Højlund there by the near post area.
There's a deflection from Max Kilman just in front of the goalie there. Goes through his legs, hits Rasmus Højlund and ends up in the back of the net. But that's a fantastic start for Manchester United.
Here's Pedro Neto. What? Ignoring shots. Now the penalty. But the challenge on Neto.
Does he touch it? I mean, look, there's not a tremendous amount of contact if he does. Is it enough to really knock him to the floor? No, it's not, but if there's contact, it'll be a penalty.
Latest corner, can't clear that near post. Dawson, Kilman, 3-2, and there is hope for Wolves again. 5 to go for the stoppage time, and the game is back on again here. Anthony, ignoring the Mina, and look at the space here. Sarabia, Acuna. Neto! Neto! Absolutely incredible!
Unbelievable!
What a game! What a finale here! In stoppage time! is Kobbie Mainoo! Kobbie Mainoo, the teenager, may have won the game with his first goal in the Premier League. Drama and yet more drama.
You are listening to BetMUFC here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, be sure to also follow my other X account. That one is at LockBangX. That's at LockBangX. I post free plays on that account. I've gone 100% with my free plays so far in 2024. And also, most importantly, I post my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet because, unlike many, I'm actually a tracked and transparent handicapper who's actually delivered 128 months in a row of transparent and tracked profit. At the moment, you can see month number 127 as the pinned tweet. The pinned tweet is always the latest month. You can scroll down to find all the other months, or you can simply head over to lockbetting.com where they're all posted in a more convenient and easy to find location. But the pinned tweet at the moment is the 127th month, is the month of December, which landed us £4,450 of profit, which once converted is good for over $6,000. We'll be posting the month of January in the next 48 hours, so essentially after the weekend. You can see the month of January. If you want to do further research and see those spreadsheets, they're all available at lockbetting.com. When you dig through my spreadsheets, I encourage you to do so, by the way. I encourage you to do that research, do that due diligence, and see on the spreadsheets, most importantly, how we manage a bankroll, because obviously you know that they will all add up to a profit and they'll be verified by members. But bankroll management is the key, because anybody can lose loads of money and then whack out a big 40-unit play at the end. We don't even chase one-unit losers with two-unit plays. We don't have three-unit plays, four-unit plays, five-unit plays, 10-unit plays, whale plays, max plays, play of the week, play of the year, play of the century, play of the decade, play of the millennium. None of that nonsense. That is monopoly money garbage for guys who are just looking to take your money on X. They're not really gambling. They don't know what they're doing. They're not tracked. They're not transparent. We're none of that. We manage a bankroll sensibly, making betting accessible for anybody who wants to have more fun participating in this hobby, which is what it is. It's a hobby for people with a disposable income, and we make it more fun by making you that money. At least we have done so far for 128 months in a row, meaning we've been undefeated in sports betting for almost 11 years. We are 4 months away from saying we haven't had a single losing month in sports betting for 11 years. So if you have any questions, fire them over to me at LockBangX. That's at LockBangX. So moving on with this edition of BetMUFC, obviously you heard at the top of the show, Man United involved in another thrilling game, this time coming out on top of a 4-3 scoreline. After losing a couple of 4-3s in the Champions League, it was nice to win one, but we did make this much harder than needed. Now, in Man United's defence, Casemiro's foul is absolutely not a penalty, and that changed the game. We were coasting at that point. Man United actually played well in the first half and were coasting to a comfortable victory. The penalty was a gift, once again rendering VAR absolutely irrelevant and pointless, because if you're given a penalty for that, then there's absolutely no point having VAR. I had a second chance to look at it, still decided that Casemiro made contact. You can clearly see that Casemiro makes absolutely no contact at all. And it was a little bit of a game changer. From that point, Man United went 3-1 up and still should have seen the game out. But then we concede a sloppy goal from a set piece. And then Andre Onana is once again an absolute irrelevant statue for that third goal. He's just standing there. He's beaten at his near post. I've completely given up on this goalkeeper. I think now we've seen too many mistakes. It's one thing to make a poor start, but at this point where you've made mistake after mistake, you're the reason we're not in the Champions League. You go away to the African nations. Your country doesn't even want to play you. You come back. For some reason, Erik ten Hag was desperate to rush this goalkeeper back, and he concedes another three goals against Wolves. The equaliser for 3-3, of course, being his fault. And then Kobbie Mainoo manages to bail us out, scoring 2 minutes later in the 97th minute of the game. Thrilling. nice to win that type of game. Good performances from some players as well. Positives to take out of this game, including a goal from Marcus Rashford, who obviously on the last episode I was adamant I wanted sold. And my mind hasn't been changed by one goal. Perhaps some supporters will now get back on the Rashford bandwagon, but we've seen too much of this. I stand by what I said. He's too inconsistent. He's too stop-start, and it would not surprise me to see him having a bad game against West Ham tomorrow. Before we move on to covering that game, we are going to listen to Erik ten Hag and his thoughts about that game, as Manchester United will be taking on West Ham at Old Trafford tomorrow. That will be a 2 o'clock kickoff, and we will be previewing that shortly. But before we preview that and before we listen to Erik ten Hag, let me take a quick pause to tell you guys about the SGP on Patreon. The guys just dropped this month's bonus episode, and it's a behind-the-scenes look at the breakdown of Sean's 200k win. This week's Patreon pick and prize is a free $250 Super Bowl square, plus access to all picks, sheet, and exclusive channel on Discord. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, and college football. So you pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats, and you can cash in. You can also win 100 times with some spicy plays as well. So watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. When you sign up with our promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and the promo code SGPN.
Tuesday is the Munich anniversary. Could I ask you what you've learned about the anniversary and what you've come to understand during your time at the club?
I think it tells a lot about the legacy of this club, about the DNA from this club, about having big setbacks, tragedy, but fight back. Fight back also with young players who should express resilience. Like for instance, Kobbie Mainoo is academy product, and yeah, he showed that resilience today. Munich was a disaster for the club, and how the club recovered from it, but also how individuals recovered from it. It was great to, it's such a disaster where you that survived this, and then a couple of years later you're lifting the biggest trophy in European football. That is immense, and I think we always should remember this, that this is the legacy why Manchester United exists. And what we should match as a club, as a team, as an individual.
Could I just ask, obviously, Sir Matt Busby used a lot of young homegrown players. Is that a responsibility that you have as the manager of Manchester United to try and bring through the players from the academy?
That is, I'm always been driven by this motivation, and that's one of the reasons why I'm here. To develop young players, you need patience, but also you need the right structures. You need capable coaches in the academy about for football, but also about other sides or personalities. You have to develop to bring young players in is a big advantage because they know the DNA of the club.
Last question, Ty.
Hi, Eric. Let's ask about Rasmus. He's probably played more this season than you maybe expected when you brought him in, maybe more than he expected. He's had some difficult moments in a struggling team, but he's never gone missing. What have you made of his attitude and his character this season and the way he's kind of gone about his business for a young player?
He is a great character. He always keeps going. He always wants to improve, and you see now the team is better, and the team is more stable. Now we serve the front line better, and that he starts scoring, and you see there's something growing with Ressi, with Garnacho, with Bruno in the back. Also other players from the second and the third line, so he's coming more in a position to score, But I can tell you, it's not easy for a striker when you have high expectations from yourself. And also, I think the outside world has high expectations to fulfill that. And when it's not working, of course, and that is the character every striker needs. Hey? He gets angry, he gets mad when he's not scoring. And but also, and that's why we selected him, he has the resilience and the calmness and to perform under that stress. He's not, he doesn't have at any moment that he wants to give up. No, he keeps going. Every time he keeps going to put him in the right position. And I'm happy that he is now starts to score. And also what, but that counts for many players, of his, for young players. I think there's a lot of space for improvement, but he's still now on very good levels.
Okay,
you're welcome. Very brief little press conference there. Asked about the Munich disaster and also answered a question there about Rasmus Højlund. We're going to move on to looking at the West Ham game. But before we do that, let me let you guys know about Cut. Cut allows you to list almost any kind of bet and is perfect for getting action on those fun Super Bowl prop bets. Cut is the peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So we close out by looking ahead to this West Ham game. Can Manchester United finally build up some momentum, win back-to-back games and start to move up the table? The bookies think they can and have them priced up here as the 8-13 favourites to win at home to West Ham. It's 10-3 on the draw and West Ham come to Old Trafford here as the 4-1 underdogs. West Ham still have some significant injuries and some players away, and I think that Manchester United should be able to beat this version of West Ham. For me, it's a case of this version of Man United versus this version of West Ham. West Ham missing some key players through injury and because of the African nations, whilst Manchester United finally have everybody back. And last season, with a full squad to choose from, Manchester United were a very, very strong team at Old Trafford. This fixture only really happened a few weeks ago. That's the weird thing about the EPL fixtures sometimes. Sometimes you have a game just one side of Christmas and then you repeat that fixture on the other side of Christmas, whilst then you have other games where teams don't play each other for 6 or 7 months. It's weird how it's done. We've just had the opening game of the season fixtures repeated. So obviously that was a 5 month gap, but these two only played a few weeks ago and are playing once again. But my point is that game was a very one-sided one. It was Manchester United who dominated that game until West Ham got the first goal against the run of play and ended up winning 2-0. But that was a scoreline that absolutely flattered West Ham on the day. Manchester United should have gone to the London Stadium and won, but that's a game where Manchester United, that's the stadium, sorry, where Manchester United are notoriously poor. But West Ham are notoriously poor at Old Trafford. So I think when you look at how poor West Ham have been at Old Trafford in recent years, when you look at how poor David Moyes has been as a manager playing against Manchester United, when you look at the fact that Manchester United were the dominant team on West Ham's turf but came up on the losing end, and when you look at the fact that Manchester United finally have the full squad of players to choose from, perhaps for the first period of the season for Ten Hag, because he hasn't had them at the start of the season, he certainly hasn't had them recently, and only now do we have everybody back, barring one or two names. But for me, Mason Mount is no longer a player who I consider to be in starting lineup. I think that would be your one major absentee. Tyrone Malacia isn't the left back. Luke Shaw is the left back. So it's hard to really make a case for the likes of Malacia, Martial, Mason Mount. These aren't starters. At the moment, I believe that the Manchester United 11 who played against Wolves is our starting lineup. And this version of Manchester United, I do believe, will be able to beat West Ham. Obviously, there's some concerning things when you look at the data. The fact that Manchester United have conceded two or more goals in six of the last seven Premier League games, while this West Ham side have scored two or more goals in five of the last six Premier League away assignments. That does concern you, because it basically tells you that Manchester United may need to score three goals to win this game. But I do believe that is something Manchester United are capable of doing. We have actually scored four goals in each of our last two games, albeit one of the games was against Newport. But there's no doubt that the Wolves win is significant. Big sides have gone to Wolves this season and struggled. City have lost there. Tottenham have lost there. So it's a big result for Manchester United. It's also big that we have managed to score eight goals in our last two games, albeit we have conceded five. But I do believe that it was an unfortunate turning point for us with Casemiro conceding that penalty that never was. And I think this attacking version of Manchester United with the Old Trafford crowd behind him in what is a sellout tomorrow will be able to get over the line. So I am going to keep it simple. There's lots of data here for goals. I've just ran through it. There's data for West Ham to score a couple of goals and also for Man United to concede a couple of goals. And you could argue that Manchester United would maybe need to score three goals to win this game. Therefore, over 2.5 appeals, maybe even over 3.5 appeals, maybe BTTS combined with over 2.5 goals appeals if you want to go down the goals route. But for me, I really strongly fancy Manchester United to get back-to-back wins. In fact, if you look at the Newport game as well, it would be three wins in a row. If you dig further back than that and look at the Tottenham game, where Manchester United probably should have won that game but ended up with a 2-2 draw. Man United are actually unbeaten in 2024. Now, that might not sound like a major feat, but when you're having the season that Manchester United are having, you have to take these small little wins. You have to take some comfort from the fact that we are putting a little bit of a run together at the moment. We had a comeback win against Aston Villa and immediately ended up losing away to Nottingham Forest. That was a significant disappointment. But since then, we've won a game away to Wigan 2-0, which should have been more convincing. We've had a 2-2 draw against Tottenham, which was a game we should have won. We were pegged back against Newport, which was disappointing either side of the half, but we did end up showing some character to win 4-2. And we definitely showed character to come back and win the game 4-3 against Wolves after unfortunately letting them come back from us being 3-1 up. But we had to get 2-0 up. We had to get 3-1 up. That shows that Manchester United may be moving in the right direction. Rasmus Højlund scoring goals, that's a step in the right direction. Rashford scored, that's a step in the right direction. Casemiro is back. Rafa Varane looks like the defender that we purchased once again. Luke Shaw has been pretty consistent on the left-hand side. Bruno Fernandes is almost always consistent. Kobbie Mainoo is a huge positive this season. so are some of the performances from Garnacho. So there are positives there, and I look for Manchester United to win once again. And your play, actually not only your play, let's make it a lock. We are actually going to give out a lock here on the show. Now, we haven't done that very often on BetMUFC. Obviously, last season was a hugely significant one for us. We ended up going 11-0, 100% with our locks on BetMUFC. This season has been a little bit different, not as good, but still a very positive outcome. When we've decided to take a lock on BetMUFC, we've ended up going 6-2-1 so far this season. So that's a very, very positive return. And we'll be looking to go 7-2-1 with our BetMUFC locks tomorrow as we make this play an official lock. We're going to take Manchester United on the money line at the price of 8-13. If you shop around, you can still find Manchester United at 4-6 minus 150, although the price I quoted of 8-13 is the price that is more widely available. That's it for me and this edition of BetMUFC. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.